This is Sam Dharmasena, and you're listening to CJRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. Exquisite Departures is an exciting, multidisciplinary project by the Music Gallery in Toronto. I spoke with its curator, Tad Mihalik, and one of the participating video artists, Benny Smith, to learn more. They tell me what went on behind the scenes, what folks can expect during the November 20th livestream, and how the project will live on after the broadcast. Exquisite Departures is actually based on a game that you might be familiar with.
So I imagine like many people have played the Exquisite Corpse game. More traditionally, it's played as a illustration game where someone will draw part of the body. So someone will draw a piece of a body, fold the piece of paper over, hand it to the next person, and that falling person will only get to see the last little couple lines of the previous person's drawing. And then based on those couple lines, they'll be able to sort of create their piece of the drawing, then they fold it over, hand it to the next person, so on and so forth.
You might also be familiar with the written version, where participants catch the last few words or paragraphs and have to add to the story. The Music Gallery and Tad took this concept and reworked it so it could be played by a group of musicians and video artists, ultimately creating a set of music videos.
For the musicians, we had them listen to the last 5 to 10 seconds of audio before they were about to improvise on a piece. They would, even though they were playing with other people on the piece, they would only hear those 5 to 10 seconds before they actually started playing. And then they just sort of be playing blind in a way, riffing off of what they heard. And similarly for all the video artists, we would send them the last 5 to 10 seconds of the video that precedes them. And they would take that and then, you know, sort of run wild with it.
For the 15 musicians participating, the process went a little like this.
Over these couple studio days when all the musicians would come in and record, obviously no one would record together, partially because of COVID. Sort of the project was designed in this way that people could improvise together without actually being together. But so everyone would come into the studio separately and listen to what had been recorded before them, you know. And so essentially the person who came in at the last session in their tracks, often they were able to hear a number of musicians playing in that 5 to 10 seconds started. Whereas the first couple people, many of them were actually the first musician to play on that track. So they were creating sort of the feel for that track.
He adds that musicians could redo their segments, but to keep with the improvised nature of the game, they would have to scrap their earlier recordings and always use their most recent one. And here's what it was like from the video artist's perspective.
All the tracks were divided into three segments. So each track has three different video artists collaborating on it. And the first video artist who starts their track, they sort of set the tone for that track, and then inevitably the tone mutates, but the other artists have to sort of follow that.
Venny Smith is one of the participating video artists, and she tells me what excites her about the Exquisite Departures concept.
I think it's always fun when you're creating, especially for me, whether I'm creating artistically through music or through visuals, the element of surprise and the element of experimentation. And having the ability to be yourself, but also find a way to connect with everything else that's going on. So, yeah, it was interesting, and I definitely looked forward to the emails that Tad would send that had the very 5 second clips, visual clips that I had to play on, and then there were segments where I would start the clip. The video, so I could set the tone for it, but yeah, being the second or the third part of the segment was always a curious one, and it was just cool to get a taste of some of the other videographers. I didn't know ahead of time who was involved, but it was really cool to see everyone had a different style and taste.
She tells me a little bit about her visual work and how it isn't so different from her other creative outlets.
Visually, as a visual artist, I usually create under modelic arts. And as modelic arts, I am a graphic designer, a video artist, and a surface pattern designer. So a lot of the things that I create are based on patterns that I make. They're very geometrical. And I also approach it how I approach music production, which is like different layers. And you can take a few different elements and separately they look like one thing, but once you combine them, they totally take your mind to another place where you're not too sure what you're seeing, but you're there for it. And just to pique your curiosity. So I'm very geometric, very pattern-based, very nature-oriented, and very colorful. And I like a lot of contrast.
Venny says that each segment took a few hours to put together.
So usually when Tad would send it to me, I would download it, the track, and then also look at the 5-second segment. And I would just let it sit for a bit and kind of go through my day and just sort of come up with some ideas of, okay, what could possibly work with this? Or, okay, that's the theme of that. Okay, maybe this will work. And just mentally get myself together first.
Her process for Exquisite Departures and beyond often involves film.
I always try to film when I go out of town or when I go on vacation or anywhere or a bike ride. So I'm always collecting footage and putting it into a folder, knowing that there'll be opportunities to use them in the future, whether it's for a live performance or a situation like this. So every time I heard the music pieces or I got a clips of the videos ahead of time, I would look through my personal archives and say, what are the pieces that I can pull from and put together and see what works well, and create new pieces that work really well with the musical composition. So it was a lot of fun. Yeah, but that's pretty much my style.
Everyone's work will be shared with the public on November 20th during a live stream hosted on the Music Gallery's website. Tad tells me that there are different ways to engage with the work that comes out of Exquisite Departures. Reflecting on the shifts in the industry and art scene, he tells me that he isn't very excited by the live streaming era that our art scene has been propelled into. Rather than recreating a live concert for the internet, he's finding avenues like this to showcase and celebrate art while we're physically apart.
That's, I guess, a big part of this project is that it's also like it's a recording project, essentially. That it's like a recording / music video project where these things end up having like a longer lifespan than just being like a concert that's broadcast online. Even though that definitely will happen, but they'll also find a home like up on Bandcamp. There'll be a cassette release, so people will be able to, you know, listen to the music, download the videos in a higher quality than maybe they have access to on streaming and, you know, play them at their leisure, you know.
So while the Exquisite Departures work is debuting on November 20th, it's meant to live on much longer. Tad explains that the nature of internet broadcasting is quite fleeting and there are additional channels that were added to give the project more permanence.
Putting it up on Bandcamp gives it a bit of permanence. Not everyone can tune in on Friday night, maybe. And also live streaming quality can be questionable. Just in general, you know, I mean, it's up to whatever setup you have at home, really, like off your computer. If you want higher quality files, you can go to Bandcamp and get those. So it's just sort of making it more accessible and also making it a bit more archival, that, you know, somebody, even in a year, 2 years, 3 years, however long, you know, Bandcamp is around, 10 years, 20 years, someone can stumble upon this and get a sort of a snapshot of what was going on in Toronto at this time. So, and the cassette tape that will eventually get released is sort of an extension of that. It's like you have these ways for people to connect in that aren't tied to a specific date or a specific event.
To stay updated on everything related to Exquisite Departures, make sure you're following Music Gallery TO on social media and mark your calendars for the November 20th livestream at 7 p.m. This is Sam Dharmasena, and you've been listening to CJRU 1280 AM in Toronto. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative, a project by the Community Radio Fund of Canada.